and quit boiling the next morning, it'd be just as firm, your button could have some change.
My goodness, is there anything, I haven't seen anything homemade soap. And is it just like pretty?
Yeah, just as firm and pretty white. When it gets dry, now when you first take it up, it'll cut out and pretty chunky when you first take it up, but it will get dry later on and be just as nice. Mm-hmm. And you've never seen the homemade soap?
No, ma'am. I never have. I knew people made it, you know, but I've never seen a lot of these things. I've heard out and seen pictures of it, but I've never seen it. So, it's really interesting to hear about it.
And, you know, we would always grow a lot of cane. They'd serve them up to do from one year into the next and grind it. I know you've seen sugar mill because we've been here in Savannah.
I sure didn't pay any attention to it.
Or they pull it with a mill. And what squeeze the juice out of the cane.
You mean it presses it somehow? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Goes between the big iron holes and presses the juice out. There's a place to eat. A lot of the roads between here in Savannah. Or they sell the cane juice. Mm-hmm. You know, it's real good in cold weather. It's good to cane. And then cook it in that big old salt pot.
Well, now how is brown sugar made?
Well, he cook that syrup down real thick and pour it up in a big old barrel. And then that barrel would set on a big old flat wooden piece, and he'd have Scotts, took his old pack that he used to work trees with, chip trees with, and cut out little streaks and bore little holes in that barrel, and that syrup would drip out. That was called molasses.
Uh-huh.
It was black, it wasn't fit to eat. But it would drip out and leave the sugar in there, and when it dripped out, where it was nice and white and dry, you had good brown sugar.
Hmm. Well, now you say the molasses wasn't fit to eat.
No, they put out their feed it to the hogs. Well, colored people would eat. We didn't, because we always had to eat the syrup.
Uh-huh. So
yeah.
that was just the stuff.
It was strong, it just dripped out and left the sugar. Dark and strong.
Yeah, I've seen it in grocery stores.
Yeah.
So you didn't eat molasses on anything?
No.
In a two-story house, if you want to get from the fifth floor up to this floor, what is it you have to?
Stairs.
And would you call those anything different if they were on the outside?
Still be stairs, right? Stairs. Stairs. Stairs.
Now, would you tell me how you all clean the floor?
Oh, we scrub them with a shop mop. You know, our daddy made this scrub. We called it scrub. And it's a big old thick piece of wood with a cold floor right there. You can hear. And we get shucks out of the crib and tear them up, dip them in hot water and tear them up and fill all them holes full, and boy, you could clean that floor.
My gosh.
It'd be so pretty and white.
And what did you call that thing?
A scrub.
A scrub.
Mm-hmm. That's what we used to scrub our floors with.
That is really interesting. Well, did most people do it that way? Or
yeah,
anybody
they
just
did. No, they scrubbed with that. Now, washing down the walls, we use little hand brushes or either a stick broom scrub brush or something. But our floors were scrubbed with that. Then pour water on it and take a broom and sweep it off. And then take the scrub rag, put your foot on it and dry it.
Uh-huh.
And it'd be pretty clean.
Did you all do pretty well dividing up the things that used to be done around town? Mm-hmm. I mean, did everybody do something?
Everybody had a choice. Each one had to do something.
And how many were there in your family?
There were eight. But one of the girls died before I was